not. Yesterday, before I stepped away from the microphone, I was talking about how that this Holy Spirit that God would pour out upon all of his people and that they would prophesy. And then I said, I know that everybody in the church does not have the gift of prophecy, nor do they have the gift of healing or miracles or speaking in tongues. I said, if you are in a New Testament church, wouldn't you expect to hear somebody talk in tongues? Wouldn't you expect to see someone with the gift of miracles, the gift of prophecy? There are some who would say, prophets and people who prophesy are no longer in the church. Here's what Paul told the Ephesians in chapter 4. He told them that when Jesus ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and pastors and teachers. There was a reason that Jesus did this. And Paul lays out the reason. Paul said it was for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's the reason that God himself has placed these individual gifts and ministries into the church. And how long will they be in the church? Did it end when the apostles died? No, Paul told us how long they would be in the church. Paul said, until we all come in the unity of the faith. I would say this, that the church is not all unified in the faith. And then he says, and the knowledge of the Son of God. We have not all come to unity in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then he says, until we become a perfect man, till we all come unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Stature, I looked that word up. It means a quality that's gained by growth and development, an achievement that is enhanced by teaching and preaching. Ever how long that takes is how long that these ministries will be in the church. Here's something else I'd like for you to think about. The word pastor appears only one time in the New Testament. The word prophet appears 88 times in the New Testament. The word evangelist appears only 3 times in the New Testament. We only have one person that we know for sure was an evangelist, and that was Brother Phillips, a man full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. Prophecy is mentioned 19 times in the New Testament. This is just some numbers I'd like for you to think about. Peter is telling us in Acts chapter 2 that this great happening that you see going on here is totally scriptural. We're not drunk. We're not crazy. We're not confused. We are enjoying the promise of the Father. The scripture tells me that this great outpouring, this spiritual empowerment, is for the purpose of service, prophesying and preaching the gospel. Peter is telling them that even though Pentecost was a great day of power, victory, and glory for God's people, it was not sent just to make them happy. The Holy Spirit came for service. This spiritual fire was given as an aid, an anointing, and a heavenly strength for the tremendous task that lie ahead. Christ, in no uncertain terms, had given them a mission. And this Holy Spirit outpouring of fire and tongues was the power and the authority to enable them to fulfill this mission. This I call the commission. When he told them what to do, to go into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, when he told them to go into all the world and teach people all the things that he had commanded them, this was their mission. He had laid the mission out before them, but on the day of Pentecost, they received the commission, the authority to carry out that great mission. The book of Acts does not indicate any hesitation on the part of the apostles. They went out as fiery flaming torches to proclaim the death, burial, and resurrection and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And everywhere and always and under all circumstances, to emphatically declare Christ's all sufficiency to save people from their sins and make them ready for another world.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.